Our lead story, another disturbing video has emerged showing insurgents executing captured Syrians. Quick warning, the images you're about to see are disturbing. In recent weeks, many videos have emerged of insurgents killing unarmed Syrians. Despite widespread international condemnation, the so-called Free Syrian Army continues to kill prisoners and kidnap civilians. Last week, another video showed insurgents killing at least 10 Syrians, execution style. This, however, has not deterred the Western powers and the regional allies like Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia from supporting the armed groups. Analysts say very few people still adhere to the rhetoric that insurgents seek to bring freedom and democracy. Let's discuss this with Kent Stone, who represents Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, who joins us from Hamilton. Kent Stone, we just saw disturbing images again showing what has amounted to possible war crimes by these so-called Free Syrian Army fighters, which include insurgents. Tell us your thoughts on that. And at the same time, it's very interesting that the U.S. has said that there needs to be a body that includes people fighting on the ground. Which does that translate into the U.S. not knowing who they're supporting, whether it's al-Qaeda, insurgents, mercenaries, or what have you?
I believe that what's happening today, in fact, in Doha, Qatar, is a meeting at which Hillary Clinton, representing the United States of America, has removed the franchise from the Syrian National Council for conducting terrorism and insurgency in Syria, and she's about to award the franchise to a new group of people. And that's because of the video that you just showed and video that's been seen for the last week or two, in which the insurgents, who are Western-backed and funded by the Saudi Arabians and the Qataris, and helped by the Turkish government, have been committing war crimes on TV, broadcast almost live. It's not live on then in front of Reuters crews and on YouTube. And this is becoming a little too embarrassing for Hillary Clinton. She will not be able to sell this intervention as a, quote, humanitarian intervention if the people that she's paying and supplying and arming are committing war crimes against ordinary civilians and executing soldiers who have been captured.
You talked about a shift of this franchise, to use your words, from the United States. But given the news and the posturing, which is a U-turn that was revealed by Hillary Clinton, it even took some of the countries that are backing the SNC by surprise. There are three government officials that have said, we heard about this through the news. Are we seeing divisions from the countries such as Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United States, et cetera, amongst themselves? And who is siding with whom? Is that a possibility at this point?
I do not have personal information about divisions in the so-called Friends of Syria who've been conducting this illegal military intervention in Syria. I've heard through various reports that the government of Turkey is now having some second thoughts. However, I think what's really at issue here is that what's not reported much on TV is that the people of those countries, the very countries that are intervening illegally in Syria, the people of those countries are opposed to this war. In Canada, the United States, and Britain, and other countries, on October the 6th, there were anti-war demonstrations against any military intervention in Syria or Iran. These demonstrations were small, but they always start small at the beginning of a war. And it shows that the people in these countries are war-weary. They're tired of the 10 or 11 years of occupation in Afghanistan, the torture scandals, the drone attacks, and all this stuff. They didn't like the war in Iraq. They didn't like the attack on Libya. And the people in the West are making it difficult, I think. And even in Turkey, people demonstrated when the government of Turkey started to shell Syria. The people in the countries who are making the war, whose governments are making these wars, are telling the leaders, we don't want your wars. Stop your wars and come to a peaceful solution to this crisis.
And when you talk about the dissatisfaction of the people within these countries, obviously we can't forget the Syrians. Don't you think that if there was any type of stoppage to the arming and the financial backing, that perhaps all this bloodshed would have stopped and there would have been real chance for reforms, including talks to be held with the opposition, of which Assad has said, of which the opposition has said no to?
Absolutely. The people of Syria, and from what I can gather, do not like the intervention. It is making life miserable for them, dangerous. Car bombs go off in public squares. Neighborhoods are taken over. People who are of the wrong religion, of the wrong nationality, of the wrong political persuasion are lined up against the wall, men, women, and children, and executed in cold blood. This is not something that the Syrian people want. I believe, from what I've read, that the Syrian people want a negotiated settlement. They want some kind of national reconciliation. They want to go forward to peace. They do not want war.
Okay, thank you so much. Kent Stone from Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. We appreciate your comments.